Hi, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we've been talking all month long about doing good. And today we're talking about a different way, sort of a non-traditional way to do good, and our show is going to be about the importance and benefits of human touch. So there are many examples in the scriptures of Jesus reaching out to touch and heal someone. So in Matthew 8, he touches a woman's hand and her fever leaves her. In Matthew 9, he touched the eyes of those that were blind and then they were healed. And in Luke 22, he touched his disciple's severed ear and was able to heal him that way. And when he rose on the third day after his death, Christ invited his followers in both Jerusalem and America to touch the nail prints in his hands and feet so that they could come to know that it was really him in his new perfected body. And we see many examples of human touch today, particularly in hand-holding. So in Western cultures, when you see a man and a woman holding hands, it conveys a romantic relationship. And then in other cultures around the world, it can also symbolize friendship or familiarity. And scientists at the Touch Research Institute also say that human beings are hardwired to seek out each other's touch before we're even born. So if you've ever touched the palm of a newborn baby's hand, then you'll see how their little fingers kind of wrap around your finger and squeeze it a little bit. And scientists call that the palmar grasp reflex. And that kicks in even inside the womb. And it's just this natural reflex that babies have and this desire that they have to be close with people. And we've seen it in ultrasounds with multiple sets of twins when they just reach out and hold each other's hands because they want to strengthen that bond and strengthen that relationship. So why is our need to reach out and touch others so powerful? Well, according to Dr. Tiffany Field at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, she says that holding hands releases the hormone oxytocin into our brains, which is a neurotransmitter that increases your feelings of trust, generosity, compassion, and it can decrease feelings of stress, fear, and anxiety. She also says your heart rate and your blood pressure can go down and your need to be physically violent and distracted also decreases. And it can just put your entire body into a relaxed state, all by the simple act of just holding someone else's hand. Now, on the other hand, pun intended, doctors say that not having enough human touch can actually harm us. So Dr. Charles Nelson, who is a professor at the Harvard Medical School, studied orphanages in Romania, and the orphanages there typically are very overcrowded, and there's just not enough staff members there to hold and hug and kiss the many babies and young children that live there. And as a result of this, he found that many of these children suffered stunted physical growth, as well as mental and emotional disorders, despite receiving proper nutrition and shelter and all those other things. He found that human touch was definitely missing from their lives and it had a negative effect on them. Another doctor, Alberto Galasse, says that touch is actually the first of our senses to develop, and it's our most fundamental means of contact with the external world. And it's more than just a comforting sensation. Human touch is vital to development and life. So the next time you're faced with a situation where you could hold the hand of someone you love or greet someone with a hug or even put your arm around someone who's in need of comfort, just do it because it could really be more beneficial than you realize for you and for them. We're going to end our episode today with a quote that has sort of become the theme for my life, and it's by English author and poet Charles Dickens. And he wrote, "Lose not a chance to waken love." In other words, don't miss out on an opportunity to reach out to someone in love and to develop a better relationship with them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.